has to do is chokak bo dal dal dal. In the middle of your porch, hollow out the mokum 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's all. Just make a hollow hole here, so now you can put your bucket down this hole and schlep up the water. Now the problem is that the water on the bottom of Nahor is a karmelis, and on top of your porch is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So the Eitzer is, before we had the Eitzer, was make a hole 4 by 4 here, and then make mechitzas either coming up or else going down the hole, yutfachim. So since the mechitzas are up, yutfachim all around, it's like these mechitzas will say good achis. The mechitzas go down to the water, and it makes the mokim in the water also Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So you're carrying up the water from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's mutim. That's what we had until now. He says the big kiddush now. The Chinuch ben Akiva says no. If you have your big porch here, that's 4 amos by 4 amos, all you have to do is in the middle of the porch, make a hole 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Umamala, and stick your pitcher down here, the rope, and you could pick up the water. So now, what's the Hezbollah? What kind of svara is this? I wear the mechitzis. The Terence says, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva says a new svara from Kaifef. Kaifef means, we look, this is four tefachim here. Now, how many tefachim are left here and here? Another 10 tefachim. Because together it's 4 amas, that's 24 tefachim. So take off the middle 4 tefachim, that's hollow. You have another 10 tefachim each way. We look as if these 10 tefachim here will cough off, make it go straight up. And on this side, we cough up, make it go straight up. So as if these 10 tefachim here now come up, as if you have a mechitza here, and you have a mechitza here. And the same thing the other two sides. The other two sides, the extra 10 tefachim on each side, just bend it up, upwards, as if it looks like a mechitza. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Even though the mice, it's lying down, it's a flat porch. But since since it's dalad amos by dalad amos, there's enough area here of 10 tefachim to bring up, we look as if the mechitzas are standing up. And then we say these mechitzas go straight down. So we say, good achis. So Mara wanted to say that that's the same sheet as Rabbi Yehuda. So Amulay Abayi B'dum Alohi, maybe no. Ad kam loikam Rabbi Yehuda Hossam El Diyoma, good achis, mechitzasa. Rabbi Yehuda before said also a kula by water, that if you have your mechitzas standing up, even though they're higher up, we say it goes down. Good achis. Avol kaif v'good loy. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda does not from Rabbi Chanina. He never said such a big chiddush. Rabbi Chanina is saying a tremendous chiddush. That first you have to bring up these mechitzas. Right now the porch is a flat porch. There's no mechitzas at all. But since there's enough area, there's 10 tefachim there, we say kaif. We look as if bend it upwards. So bring these 10 tefachim, stand them up. These 10 tefachim, stand them up on all four sides, and you make mechitzas. So only Rabbi Chanina says this chiddush, but nobody else says such a chiddush like this. Now even Rabbi Kiva ben Akavya only said this chiddush over the Yam Shel Tveria. What's the mile of the Yam or the river in Tveria? There's no around the, there's a bank all around the river of Tveria. Which since there's a bank there, that gives it really a shame Rosh Hashanah Yochid. There are like mechitzas going all around the Yam Shel Tveria. There are cities, like mechitzas going all around it. So really, the Yam Shel Tveria is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's not like all of the Yam, or all of the rivers, which has a din karmelis on it, but the Yam Shel Tveria has a din Rosh Hashanah Yochid on it. No, the reason why you have to make this takonon, if you want to schlep up the water from the Yam Shel Tveria on top of your porch, the chur, what should be the isser if the yam is a rishus yochid and your porch is a rishus yochid should be mutter? So Rashi says avada the yam shel tveria is wider than a base of sayin. It's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. And since nobody lives in these mechitzes, that's the halacha we had before. If you had a park that's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, since the mechitzes were not made ledira, the mechitzes don't help. So midrabbonan you can't carry from the Yam Shel Tveria, because midrabbonan in this Rosh Hashanah Yochid you can't carry. But here where you have this Eitzah that your porch on top of the Yam Shel Tveria has 4 amos by 4 amos, it's wide enough to say kofah that will look as if the extra 10 tefachim are bent upwards to give it a shein mechitzah, will make only over Yam Shel Tveria, because Yam Shel Tveria anyway is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Avo b'shar meimus loy. But other rivets that have a real din karmelis to it, maybe there Rabbi Chanina was never mekel. He never said that you could schlep up the water from a real river that's a karmelis to your porch, which is a Rishus Yochid. There he wouldn't be making so much to say that if it's a flat porch, it'll be mutter to throw down through the hole, since on the sides of the porch will say kofaf, will look as if it's bent upwards. Such a chiddush he wouldn't say by other rivers. Now, Omar Abaya, Oladivir Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, we were holding. Omar Abaya, Oladivir Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, what about Hoysa Smucha Lekaisel? What about if this porch is near the wall? Hoysa Smucha Lekaisel, Bepoches Megimot Tvachim. It's less than 3 Tvachim away from the wall. Now, the case is like this. You have a wall, this is the wall of your house, and you have now the porch sticking out. Now the porch is kamat 3 tefachim away from the wall. If it's less than 3 tefachim, we could say loved. We look as if it's attached here, right? So, if it's less than gimel tefachim away, you know how big this the porch has to be, that we can say the same svara kofaf will look as if the porch goes upwards to give it mishay mechitzis. Here you don't have to have any more 4 amas or 4 amas. Here even a smaller shear is enough. What's the shear? It's less than gimel tefachim away from the wall. Tzorech shei orkoi daud amas. That's true. How orka means like here, the length. How long does the porch have to be? That's like a 4 amas. Because we're going to hollow out 4 tefachim in the middle. Now you have to have 10 tefachim here and 10 tefachim here. That the two end 10 tefachim, we're going to say kofaf. We're going to look as if these 10 tefachim here are bent upwards. As if you have a mechitza here, and the same way the other way you have a mechitza. The 10 tefachim here are bent upwards to give it a shem mechitza. So the orkoi, the length here, also has to be daud amas. But the chiddush is the width. How wide does it have to be? It doesn't have to be Dalar Amas anymore. Once you have it within Gimel Tfachim, so here we're going to say love. Now this is called attached. Now the wall here of the house is considered one wall. So now you're saying Kofaf this way, and you're saying Kofaf this way. Now you want to say Kofaf the other way. If this way the width is 11 Tfachim, and a mashru would be kosher. Because once it's 11 tefachim wide and a mashru more, now, it's a little bit less than 3 tefachim away from the wall. Now you have your mashru, that makes it 3 tefachim. Now another tefach you have to hollow out to make a hole here 4 tefachim. Now you have left here another 10 tefachim here. So bring up these tefachim standing up this way. So you have your mechitza here, and the original wall is also a mechitza going up. So the melom, if it's long, 4 amis. That when you hollow out in the middle 4 tefachim, you have 10 tefachim here and 10 tefachim here, we say both 10 tefachim go up. So the bar, we have 3 mechitzas, one here, one this way, and one this way. Now the other way to get the mechitza here standing up is, if it sticks out just 11 in the mashru tefachim, that's enough. Because since it's away from here a little bit less than 3, with the extra mashru makes it 3 tefachim, again hollow out one more tefach, so you have it wide, 4 tefachim here. That's always the share of Rishus Yochid. And then these 10 tefachim left, be kofaf, let them look upwards. So in the case that the porch is next to a wall, it doesn't have to be 4 by 4 amis. It's enough to be long 11 tefachim. Again, the hoysa smuch lekeisel, the pochus megimot tefachim, is sarach she'orkwe dal damis. It has to be long dal damis. For Rochbah, how wide does it have to be? Echad Osir Mashu. Just 11 Amis and a little Mashu more. Then you have the 3 Tfachim, and the one more makes it 4 Tfachim of the whole. And then you have 10 Tfachim left to say Kofaf. What about Hoysos Kufa? Let's say your porch is like sticking up. In other words, you have your wall this way, you have a wall this way, and your other porch now is locked up. Somehow it's sticking up with the porch. It's not lying down, it's Mama Zokuf like this. Let's say it's already standing up. True. It has to be high yutfachim, the porch. If it's yutfachim high, standing upwards, that's called like a mechitza. So you have one mechitza here, and you have one mechitza of the wall itself. So now how do you get rid of these two mechitzas here on the two sides? You know how wide it has to be. It has to be wide, 2 tefachim in a mashu. It has to be wide 6 tvachim and 2 mashin. 6 tvachim means like this. How wide is it here? It has to be 4 tvachim wide, because that's the smaller share of Rishus Yochid. So once you have 4 here, now you have another 1 here and a mashin to stick out this way, and another 1 that you can be cuffed up this way, a mashin. So if you put this wall a little bit less than 3 tvachim away, so now, a little bit less than 3 tvachim, we could say lovud here. So the extra mashu gives you 3 tvachim. Now, this is 6 long, so then the extra tefach this way, bend over. As if to say, now you have 4 tvachim this way, and the same thing the other side. Bend over the last tefach on the other side, to make it now as if this is 4 tvachim wide, away, and in the middle is 4 tvachim. In other words, the middle 4 tvachim stay put. This tefach here, bend over. Say kofach this way, and this tefach here, bend over. And male now, this is exactly now 4 tefachim away, because it's 1 and a mashu out. And you have little less than 3 tefachim to say lovud. So you have 3 and 1 is 4. So male, if you have your porch sticking upwards like this, all it has to be is 10 tefachim high, and how wide does it have to be? 6 and 2 mashus. That's the way you can make your heter according to Rabbi Chanina. Right, what about Omar Rafuna bread of Yeshua, hoy soy medes the Karen Zovius. Let's say it's standing in the Karen Zovius in the corner. Now, if you already have 2 walls adjacent one to the other, you have a Karen's like an L-shaped wall, and now you have this other porch sticking up like this. It's again Zokov. Now, how wide does it have to be if you want to put it in the middle here? Hoy soy medes the Karen Zovius. Again, the porch that's sticking up, that's straight up, has to be 10 tefachim high. That's the mechitz of yutfachim. All that has to be wide, just 2 tefachim and 2 mashus. That's all. You know why? Because we're going to put it like right here in this corner here. So now what we're going to do is now, we're going to bend this way, coming this way, and we're going to bend this one going the other way. So if it's 2 tefachim and 2 mashus, put it like or right away, gimel tefachim away from this, and this is also gimel tefachim away. So we'll bend this tefach over this way, you'll have 4 tefachim here, and the same thing, this one now, it's 1 tefach here, and 3 tefachim you say with lovud, so therefore you'll have 4 mechitzes that are area of 4x4 inside. So that's the way it could be matu according to Rabbi Chanina. How to schlep up the water in the Yam Shel Tveria up to your porch. Where's the case that Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, Omer, he said, Gezustru, if you have this porch, Sheyech bo dal damas ha dal damas, that's wide 4 amas by 4 amas. If you have such a big wide porch, you know, Chokak bo dal na dalad, all you have to do is in the middle of this porch, a regular flat porch sticking out of the wall, all you have to do is hollow out in the middle of an area of 4 tzvachim by 4 tzvachim, and then you're allowed to step up the water out of that hole. Even though you don't have mechitzas on the side, we say this far from kafah. We look as if the extra 10 amas, 10 tzvachim on all 4 sides, are bent upwards to make them to a mechitzah. Is heichim mishkachas lo? How do you have this case that you have to have such a big area? We just got finished saying, if the porch is sticking out of a wall, so you have the wall here to help you out. So it doesn't have to be 4 amas long. It's enough to say it's 11 tefachim long. Why do you have to have a case of 4x4? Like any time this porch is near a wall, you always have this wall for one of the mechitzes. So for the other mechitzes, it just has to be 11 tefachim. Where's the case that he says you have to have, but that's 4 amas by 4 amas? And do my next name. The case is the avido ki asisto. It's talking about where it's hanging on pegs like. You have a porch just fenced in the air like. It's holding by pegs that are holding it up. And it's not near any wall at all. So if you just have a porch sticking up on top of the Yam Shel Tveria, if you want to be able to carry from the water from the Yam on top of your porch, that your porch is a Rishus HaYochid, since it's 10 tefachim high, and it's Rochav Dalid by Dalid, how are you allowed to carry the water from the Karmelis, or from the Yam Shel Tveria on top? The answer is, in the middle 4 tefachim, hollow out the hole 4x4, and we say now, these 10 tefachim here go up, these 10 tefachim go up, all around the hole, we say the extra 10 tefachim, cough up, look as if it's bent upward. It looks as if you have your mechitzas here, and then these mechitzas will say, good achas, go straight down to the ground, and the whole thing is one rishus hayachid, that you're allowed to carry the water up from the Yam Shotzveryam up until on top of your porch. That's what he was talking about. If it's not suspended on pegs, but the porch is sticking out of the wall, you always have the wall to be one mechitza, so then you don't have to have 4 amas by 4 amas. It's enough to have less. It could be 4 amas wide, but it only has to be 4 amas long, but how much sticking out? Only 11 tfachim and a mashu. That's enough. So that's the Mishnah. Amis hamayim shi oiveris bechotzer. An amas hamayim is like a brook, a stream of water that's going through your chotzer. Amas hamayim, a stream of water. Trashi afilu brishusi yochet karmusi. Even though the stream of water goes through a chotzer, which is rishusi yochid, still it has a din of a karmus. Because a stream of water, like a river, always has a shen karmus to it. So amas hamayim shiyoveres bechotzer is ein mamalon hemenu b'shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to fetch the water out of this stream into the chotzer, because the chotzer is a rishus hayochid, and the stream is a karmus. You can't take the water, you can't carry it from a karmus into a rishus hayochid. Ela im came also lo mechitza gvoya yutvachim, unless you made a mechitza 10 tvachim high, bichniso, where the place where the water enters into the chotzer, uvitziya, and the place where the stream leaves the chotzer. If you make a mechitza 10 tfachim high at the beginning of the chotzer and the end of the chotzer by the stream, that's like chopping off the stream to say it's not a karmelus anymore, but now it's all part of the rishus yochid. That's where it'll be mutter. Yeah. We have Yehudi line there, koisel shal gabo tidem mishum mechitza. He holds, you don't have to have a special mechitza, like going inside the stream that's come out near the water. It's enough if you have a regular wall that goes, that divides the chotzer, even though the wall is only way on top of the stream, that's also enough. If you do it in the koisel, if you have a wall, shal gaba, that goes over on top of the stream of water, it's also tidim mishum mechitza. It's also enough of a mechitza to divide it, and now we say the water inside the chotzer is in the rishus yochid, and you're allowed to fetch the water on Shabbos. Om Rav Yehuda, Maisa the Omar Shal Avol. There was a mice in the city called Avol, that there was a stream of water going through the chotzer. Shoyim Mamalin Mimenu Al Pi Zekein B'Shabbos. That the Zekein, the older people in the city, were mata the people to schlep the water out of the stream on Shabbos. So Luchur Rav Yehuda is bringing a riot to him that they didn't make any special mechitzas there, but they were saying on the regular case of the wall that goes over the stream, the regular wall of the chotzer just went over the stream. Ruloy, they answered back to him, Mivnesh Lehoya Bokishir. I tell you, over there we're talking about the stream was a very narrow stream of water. It wasn't 4 tfachim wide. Since it wasn't 4 tfachim wide, it never got a Shem Karmelis. If anything is not 4 tfachim wide, it can't get its own rishus. It has to at least be 4 tfachim wide to give it a Shem Rishus Yachid, or to give it a Shem Karmelis. If it's less than 4 tfachim wide, it doesn't have a Shem Karmelis. So therefore, since this water is going through the chotzer, and the chotzer itself is a Rishus Yachid, so pshit, in such a case, you're allowed to carry the water out of the stream of water. Of course, the stream of water doesn't have a Shem Karmelis then. Rashi, he lists Rashi, Shloi Hoysa Kishir, Karmelis, it didn't have a Shem Karmelis. Either the stream was not yutzvachim deep, or else it wasn't wide, dalatzvachim. Shein mayim nasim rishus liyatzmon bepochus myoimik yud reichiv dalat. Anytime the stream of water, if you want to give it a Shem Karmelis, it has to be at least yutzvachim deep and 4 tzvachim wide. Then, if this stream goes through Rishus Rabim, it's called Rishus Rabim. Kiritnan, Biazerik, yeah. But if it's less than 4 tfachim wide, the stream, or else the stream is not Yud Tfachim deep, so then it doesn't have its own same Rishus. So then, Pshita, the stream, if it's going through the Chotzer, it's like the water is in the Chotzer, that you're allowed to carry the water out of the stream onto the Chotzer, because it's one Rishus. So now that's what the Chum answer back to Yudam. You have no raya from this Maisam that the Umata to have mechitzas going on top of the stream. Because the local we hold no. We hold if you have a stream, the Moshe stream we're saying now is 10 tfachim deep, and it's at least dalat tfachim wide. If you want to make a mechitzah at the beginning and the end, the mechitzah has to be inside the stream. Like it has to be nikka, you made the mechitzah for the purpose of this stream to divide the stream in half, as if to say, outside the chotzer is a karmelis, But inside the chatzir is Rishus HaYochid. So Mel, if you make good mechitzas there, that divides up the two things. But the mechitzas have to be looking as if it's being done for the purpose of the stream. But if you just have the regular case of the regular wall on top, that's not a good mechitzah according to Chachamim. Reb Yudol's, no, Reb Yudol's, even that mechitzah is also good. So to Gemara. Tana Rabbon, Rabbon learned. Osula Bichnisa. Let's say you only made a mechitzah in this stream of water that was flowing through the chutzar, you only made a mechitzah bichnisa. When you're coming in, at the beginning you made a mechitzah. But you didn't make a mechitzah at the other side of the stream where it leaves the chutzar. Or else, you only made a mechitzah to divide it up where the water leaves. But you do not make the mechitzah at the beginning where the water enters into the chutzar. Is halacha ein mamalan hemenu b'shabbos? These mechitzas don't help. If you didn't make mechitzas on both sides, we still look as if the stream is attached to the stream of water outside the chutzar, which is a kamelus, and you're not allowed to carry from a kamelus to Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos. So ein mamalan hemenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water on Shabbos out of this stream into the chutzar. Ela in ten only if you made also lo mechitza yutfachim, only if you have a mechitza going straight across the stream that's 10 tfachim high, v'yitziya uvechnisa, where the water enters the chutzar and where the water leaves the chutzar. If you make two mechitzas, each mechitza yutfachim high, straight across the stream, then we look as if inside the chutzar, the water in there is in the Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to slap the water from the Rishus HaYochid into the chutzar. That's mutter. That's the only time it's mutter. Yeah. We have Yehuda Weimer. Yehuda says, Nochem all his kul is, that Kaisel, if you have stam a wall, Shalgaba, that goes along the whole chutzar, and it goes on top of the stream of water also, is Tidbe Meshur Mechitza. He holds this wall also helps to divide the stream in half, as if to say the water inside the chatzir is a Rishus HaYochid. The water outside is not a Rishus HaYochid. And its chiddush is, even though these walls were not made beferish, l'shem the stream of water, it was only made for the chatzir itself, it also helps to divide the water in half, to say the water inside the chatzir is in the Rishus HaYochid. That's Reb Yudi Shita. Omer Reb Yudi, Reb Yudi brings a raya to his shita, that was a maisa b'yama samayim shoysa bo meyovum l'tzipori. There was a maisa where the stream of water was flowing from the city of Ovel to the city of Tzipori. V'hoya mamalan hemenu b'shabbos. And the people used to fetch the water out of the stream of water on Shabbos. The stream used to go through the chatzeris, and the people in each chatzer used to schlep the water out into their chatzer b'shabbos. Al piyaz kainim, the kainim is the gedolim, and those cities were matarit. And even though they did not make special mechitzes where the stream came into the chutzar and where the stream left the chutzar, they didn't make any special mechitza. Just on every chutzar had mechitzes all around it. So these mechitzes that were made for the chutzar, since they went over the stream, that's also good enough mechitzes to divide the stream in half. As if we look, the water outside the mechitzah is taker kamelis. But the water inside the mechitzah, inside the chutzar, that's Rishus HaYochid. And the kula, even though these mechitzahs were not made beferish, like inside the stream itself, as if to say that the mechitzah has to touch the water. No, the mechitzah is all the way on top, that's also good. That's Reb Yudi Shita. And it brings a raya that the kainim were also matter it like this. Omruloi, the Chum answer back to Yehuda, Misham Raya, from there you want to bring the Raya to your Shita, that we're now where a brook of water is flowing through a chutzar. It's enough, even though you didn't make a mechitzis, l'shem this brook, just the regular mechitzis of the chutzar should be good enough. Mifnei ateish lehoysa muki yitfochim, v'roich bo dalid. There the Meister was, that brook of water that went through the chatzarim was not a wide and not a deep brook. The middle of the brook didn't have its own shem reshus. It wasn't the kamelis, because it wasn't yutzfachim deep, or else it wasn't dalet fachim wide. So if she did, never got a shem kamelis to it. It's like a mokum tur all along. Therefore, when this water goes through your chotzer, pshita, you're allowed to fetch the water on Shabbos, even without any special mechitzes. Even if you don't have mechitzes on the chotzer going over it. Let's say that's where the Pesach was. Like the entrance of the mechotzer, that's where the stream went through. It would also be mutter, because the stream doesn't have its own reshus. Since the stream was not wide, dalet tfachim, or deep, yutfachim, it doesn't have its own shem reshus. So it's no raya in a case where you do have a stream of water that's yud tefachim deep and dalet tefachim wide. Then it has a shem karmelis. So if it goes through your chotzer, it's only mutter to schlep the water if you make a new mechitza to be mavdu, to separate the water in the chotzer. You have to make a special mechitza inside the brook, like to dividing the water. It doesn't stop the flow of water of Adam. Just means you have to have a mechitza there at the bottom of the mechitza, like touching the water, so it's a hekir. It looks as if you're dividing the water in here. Matan Yidach. Another bright word like this. Amis Hamayim, we have this flow of water, Hoiveris Bein Hachalonis, is going like outside your house, there's a flow of water. And like in your back porch, in your backyard, there's a flow of water. Now you don't have a door opening up to it, you just have your windows. Your windows of your house open up, that right outside the window is a flow of water. And you want to, Hashem, so you want to schlep the water up now on Shabbos from this flow of water into your window. Are you allowed to schlep it up or not? So Amas Samayim Hoveres Ben Achlonis, it goes in the back of your house, and your windows are on top of the water. Now Pochus Mi Gimel Mishal Shodli Omamala. If the stream of water is not 3 tefachim wide, so it doesn't have a shein karmelis to it, then pshit is part of the chotzer. It's like part of the Rishus Yochin now. It's not called its own Rishus. Therefore, you're allowed to Mishal Shodli, lower down your pitcher, Omamala, and you can fetch up the water. What about Gimel? What about if this Amas Hamayim, the flow of water, is more than Gimel Tefachim wide? Then Ein Mishal Shlem Dli. Then we say it has a Shem Karmelis, this flow of water, and you're not allowed to lower down your pitcher to schlep up the water. Ein Mishal Shlem Dli, you can't lower down your pitcher of water to a pitcher, Umamala, and schlep up the water. Shirashi learns, Bein Achaloinis, the third line in the Gemara Rashi, Bein Achaloinis, Lemovoy or Lechotzer, Ubati Mikan Umikan Asvosoi, Vechaloinos Tsuchalen Mamalis. You have your windows facing right next to the stream of water that's flowing through the side of your house. It's Pochus Megimel, Meforish Beyozov Amaikom. The Gemara will soon explain what was less than Gimel Tvachim. What are we talking about? That's soon going to be the Gemara's Kashim. But the first man on the Yama says, if it's less than 3 Tvachim, it's Mutter. If it's wide 3 Tvachim, then it's Osir. That's the first man on the Yama. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says no. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Pochus mi dalad, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then we say, Mishal shel dli mamala. It's still mutter. Then you're allowed to lower down your pitcher into this stream of water and bring the water up from the stream into your house. Dalad, but let's say the stream of water is 4 tefachim wide, then it has a shem karmelis on it. Then ain't Mishal shel dli. Then you're not allowed to lower down your dli. You can't lower down your pitcher, mamala. And you can't fetch up the water. That's what the Braisa says. Because the machlokes, does it have to be rochav gimel to aser? Or it has to be only rochav dalid, 4 tefachim wide, to say that this Amas Hamayim is awesome. Freddy Gemara, but my asking, what are we talking about? What was wide 3? What was wide 4? Ilayim of the Amas Hamayim gufa. If you want to tell me, we're talking about the stream itself. The question is, was this stream wide 3 tefachim? Then the Tanakhama says it's usher. It has a shem karmelis on it, and you're not allowed to fetch the water up from the stream of water into your apartment. Because your apartment is a Rishus HaYochin, and the stream is a karmelis. You can't carry from a karmelis to a Rishus HaYochin. For the Gemara, if that's true, that the Tanakhama says, with 3 tefachim alone it becomes usher, v'yeloho d'chiyosi ravdimi. That when Ravdimi came, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, he said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Karmelis Chusa Midalit. You should know a Karmelis can never be a Rishus if it's less than Dalat Tefachim wide. A Rishus always has to be at least Dalat Tefachim by Dalat Tefachim. If it's less than Dalat Tefachim wide, it can't be a Karmelis, it can't be a Rishus Yochid, it's always a Makim Ptur. It can't be a Rishus by itself. That's what Ravdimi said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Ein Karmelis Chusa Midalit. A Karmelis can't be less than Dalat Tefachim. Is the Chura Lema Ketano Yom L'Shmaito? Let's say now Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's Tolna Machlokes Tanoim. Because this Braisa says, the first man of the Yom said, that if the water itself was only wide 3 tefachim, it has a Shem Karmelis on it. And we say now it's also to schlep the water from this brook, which is a Karmelis, to your apartment. How wide is it? Only 3 tefachim. Do you see 3 tefachim wide can make it a Karmelis? So that's not like Rabbi Yochanan says. So for the Kashr is now Rabbi Yochanan is saying, it's Tolna Machlokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Lechura Sakasha and Rabbi Yechanan, though, Lechura is saying it's told in the Machlokes Tanoim, and for the Gemara, Ella, no, I'll tell you, Ella Biakfeho. I tell you, we're talking about now, it could be the brook itself, this flow of water, Avada, was very wide. Could be it was more than Dalans Chochem wide. The flow of water going in the back of your house was a real Carmelis. It was deep, Yutvachim, and it was wide, 5 or 6 Tvachim. That was no Shalms of Carmelis. Now, what are we talking about? How will you be, Martin, now? I tell you, the Akfeho. Akfeh means the rim. In other words, like the bank of the flow of water. There was a rim coming up on top of it. Now, the rim on top of it, if that's less than Gimel Tfachim, that's called a Mokum Ptur. Anything that's Gimel Tfachim high and not wide for Tfachim is a Mokum Ptur. So that's what the Shaila was. Ela Biak Feo Ula Hachlis. And the Yetzer then would be to stop off. Like, lower down your pitcher into the Carmelis. Now, slap up the water and let it rest now on the rim of the bank, like on the bank of this flow of water. Now, the bank itself is a Mokum Ptur. Since it's only it's less than Gimel Tfachim wide, it's a Mokum Ptur. So then, once it's resting on them, you're allowed to schlep the water up then into your porch. Once you're taking it from a Mokum Ptur into Rosh HaSiyachid. So that would be the Yetzer. Take the water from the Carmelis onto a Mokum Ptur, onto like the rim of the bank of the river, and then schlep the water up from the bank, from the rim, up into your apartment. That's the Shaila. So Mo'ela Biakfeh on the rim around it. Ula Hachlif. The what? That you want to first put it from the Carmelis into the Mokum Ptur, and then from the Mokum Ptur up until your Shus Yochid. For the Gemara, that shot is also Shver. V'hoki Yossi Rav Dim Yom Rav Yechnin. Rav Dim is said over the name of Rav Yechnin like this. Mokum Shein Boy Arbo Al Arbo. And it's what's called a Mokum Ptur, that anybody is mutter to carry into it, as long as it's not 4 by 4 Tvachim wide. Is mutter levnei rishus, the yochel levnei rishus harabim. Lekate falov. Somebody standing in the rishus harabim is allowed to put down his bundle on top of this mokum, providing it's not 4 by 4 tfachim wide. If it's 3 tfachim off the ground, and less than dollar by dollar, it's a mokum ptur, you're allowed to put something down. Abba obovari says, klo shalo yachlifu. But he said, klo, you're not allowed to take the bundle from the rishus harabim and put it down on a mokum ptur. And then pick up the bundle and bring it to Rosh HaSiyachid. That's awesome, the Rabbonin. So, Bazoi, what are you telling me now we're talking about? That take your pitcher, put it into the Carmelis, get the water up out of the Carmelis, put it down on the Mokum Ptur on the rim of the bank, on the rim of the water, and then slap it up to Rosh HaSiyachid. That's Mamash Osir of Dimi, said the name of Yechanan. He says, when you're holding with the Mokum Ptur, you can't take from the Rosh HaRabim, put it onto the Mokum Ptur, that would be mutter. But to pick it up and take it into Rosh HaYochid, that's usher. Because it's exerim, maybe you carry it directly from the Rosh HaRabim into Rosh HaYochid. So how can you tell me here you're allowed to schlep the water from the Carmelis into Rosh HaYochid through the Mokum Ptur? It should also be also exerim, maybe you carry it directly. And the Gemara, maybe there's no kasha. Hosam Rishriyus Deraisa. When does Rav Dimi say the name of Rav Yechanan that's also to take to do two things? To carry from Rosh HaRabim into a Mokum Ptur, back to Rosh HaYochid. That's what we're talking about, Rosh HaRabim and Rosh HaYochid. That's the Surah Deraisa. If you would carry directly from the Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYochid, you'd be doing an Issur Deraisa. The other Rabbanan said you shouldn't do it. But I'll tell you,